أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الذين ينفقون أموالهم بالليل والنهار سرا وعلانية فلهم أجرهم عند ربهم ولا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. These the last ayat on the subject of spending in the path of Allah Ta'ala and giving our zakat, our lillah, our charity, etc. And it is so beautifully set out in the Quran Sharif that after all the detailed discussions and the various aspects of giving charity, encouragement, the conditions, how it should be given with sincerity, and after giving, a person shouldn't take advantage of the person. A person has given money, he shouldn't do ihsan, jatana, remind him, speak in front of other people, etc. And after that also, he should not destroy what he has spent in the path of Allah Ta'ala. Now, as a summary to it all, Allah Ta'ala says, الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ جو لوگ خرج کرتے ہیں اپنے مال اللہ کے راہ میں. Those people who spend their wealth in the path of Allah Ta'ala, whichever time, whichever place, under whichever condition they spend their money in the path of Allah Ta'ala, their zakat, their lillah, charities, etc., sadaqah, bilayli wal nahar, raat mein, raat ko aur din ko, during the day, night or during the day. They spend at night and perhaps they don't understand, they don't see properly the recipients who should, we should be giving to. One person went out to spend his money at night and he put his money in the hand of a prostitute. The next morning the talk became common in the town that money was given to a prostitute. Then so he said that I'll give again. The next night again he went and he gave money. This time he gave it to a thief, a robber. Again the talk became famous. Last night some money was given to a thief. He said I will give again. He went out with his money at night again. This time he gave it to a rich person. The talk again went around in town. Last night money was given to a rich person. He felt sorry that I'm giving my money in the wrong places. He saw a dream in which it was said that all your sadaqah on all three nights was accepted. You gave it to the prostitute. She realized I don't have to do this haram work of mine. Allah will provide for me. You gave it to the thief. He realized I don't have to steal. Allah will provide for me. You gave it to the rich man, he realized I should also spend in the path of Allah. I should also give. So when a person gives at night, maybe he doesn't give in the right source, but by Allah it is accepted. We should do it with the pleasure, doing it for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. One nahar or dinko, and what we give in the day, it is very possible that there may be show in it, that everyone is seeing us giving. Openly we are giving, so it is very possible that they show in it. So in other words, whatever conditions, sirran wa alaniyatan, chupakar or zahir mein, you give and spend in the path of Allah Ta'ala, secretly and hiding away, or you giving it openly, whatever condition, whatever time, whatever the circumstances, but with the requisites of deen you are given, they're giving, then falahum ajruhum inda rabbihim. So unke liye hai thawab unka apne rab ke paas. For them will be the reward for what they have given by Allah Ta'ala. You gave it sincerely, though you gave it in wrong places, though you gave it in the day, and there is a possibility that you are doing it for show, but you did it with sincerity. The people might even accuse you and say, you are a big show off, and you are doing it to show people, but you were giving it for Allah, that reward will be by Allah Ta'ala. And that reward is, لا خوف عليهم. There will be no fear on those people. especially in the year after, where the matter will be very, very critical. There they will have a life of no fear whatsoever. وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ, and they will not grieve of all what they had spent in the path of Allah. In fact, they would have wished that we could have given everything away, even my house, and the contents of the house also I should have spent in the path of Allah. Seeing now the reward in the Akhirah, that we shouldn't have kept even our necessities. We could have stayed under the trees, or in the tree tops we could have stayed and passed those few days of the dunya. But seeing what we are getting here now in the Akhirah, a person will wish I could have spent everything of mine in the path of Allah Ta'ala. And this is permissible for those people who have that yaqeen, and they don't feel anything bad, sorrowful, when they are staying under trees, no matter how cold it becomes, how hot, they don't worry. We have spent in the path of Allah. And for whom, on whom they have to spend? Their family people, that they see to their rights, or if the family's condition is also to that level, that they also don't mind. It's well, good enough. We can spend our few days of this dunya in this way, and we'll get the reward of Akhirah. For them it is permissible. But who don't have that level of iman, they should see to the needs of their family properly. And also they should not see that they don't lose their own iman, that they now they can't tolerate it anymore. A few hours is fine and well, but after that they can't tolerate it. But those who can, for them are great, great rewards. وَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَرْنَا دَرْهِ أُنْبَرْ, and for such people there will be no fear whatsoever. The most carefree people on the day of Qiyamah will be these people. وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ وَرْنَا وَغَمْجِينَ هُنْجَ, and they won't be sad and sorrowful at all that we spend everything in the path of Allah. In any case, it is encouragement for us that we spend, and as much as we can. And there shouldn't be a day in a Muslim's life that we don't give some sadaqah, whether it is 50 cents, whether it is 2 rand, but on a daily basis we should give our sadaqah, and we should spend in the path of Allah Ta'ala. On, like here, if we go to the immigration in the airport, there are different sections. The local people of that country, there are separate counters for them. People who come from other countries and who don't need visa, there are separate counters for them. Those who need visas, there are separate counters for them. Who are VIPs and diplomats, for them there are separate counters. But there are certain people who come and they just show their security tag and they just pass through. For them no counters. All counters are open for them. They come and go, the cleaners, etc. Those people who are working there, they just show their tag and they just pass through. Like that, these people on Qiyamah Day, no counters for them. They will just pass wherever they want to, they will go freely. No fear on them whatsoever. No restrictions on them. No grief whatsoever. So the spending in the path of Allah Ta'ala is a very great ibadah, and it's a great quality of the believers. And we should live by that. A mu'min is one who just freely spends in the path of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. We don't notice it now, but it wasn't very long ago that a person will come with a whole bag of notes in Masjid Nabawi. And whoever he finds, he just leaves a bundle of riyals in his lap. He's just giving out here, giving out there. It was just a matter of giving. And in the annals of history of Islam, we see so many people who, it is shocking to see how much they just spending on people. Left, right and center. Their work is just to spend in the path of Allah. In the hadith it comes, very fortunate is that rich person who is bent on spending all his money in the path of Allah. Wherever he can go, he finds people, whoever, he's just giving out in the path of Allah. Allah bring that quality again alive in the ummah, and Allah choose us for that. And a person will see for himself clearly, when you start spending, how much more Allah is giving you. The more you spend, the more Allah is giving you. We must just do it with sincerity, only for the pleasure of Allah. Give and see how much more Allah will give us. And Allah, by the barakat of that sadaqah, He will protect us from illnesses, diseases. Then we won't have to worry of knee problems, back problems. We won't have to worry of cancer and heart problems. Allah will protect us. Allah will protect us from legal costs. No court cases we'll have to worry about. No other accidents, etc. Sadaqah protects a person completely. We must give and give sincerely, and we'll see how much Allah Ta'ala is protecting us. How much Allah is making our life carefree. The contentment in the heart and the peace of mind that a person enjoys. May Allah bless us with the reality of Islam, not just the name, not the show of Islam, but the reality of Islam. May Allah give us all tawfiq. Subhanallah.